If the first meeting of the new year for the Caselholm Board of Management is any indication, much more will be accomplished regarding the long-term care facilities redevelopment this year than last. The highlight of Thursday night's special meeting was the unanimous removal by the board of the levies issued to the municipalities for the $121.9 million overall cost of the project. The nine partners, led by the City of North Bay, have long opposed both the levy from Caselholm and the debt guarantee that was a stipulation to accessing lower interest financing from the province's Infrastructure Ontario. With that guarantee since waived and the levy lifted, the partner municipalities have now unanimously approved the financing arrangement with Infrastructure Ontario, with final legalities and contracts to be addressed in the coming days. See related. Caselholm gains reprieve with Ministry of Long-Term Care Redevelopment approval and Caselholm enthusiastic about lifting of loan guarantee. City of North Bay awaits council direction. See also, Caselholm shines a light on redevelopment plan. Build now, talk ownership later and City agrees to significant and important step for Caselholm project for the first time in recent memory. Caselholm and its partners seem to have set their differences aside, opting to work together for the common good. Main spoke about relations improving, especially between the major players in the arrangement, notably the senior staff of the City of North Bay and Caselholm's board and administration. Yet, if this meeting is any indication, this project will rightfully face scrutiny every step of the way from board members and municipal leaders alike, putting the interests of the taxpayers first by avoiding cost overruns. Caon. Dave Mendicino said after the meeting, as a new member, I was happy to support the Board of Management rescinding the forced levy to all the municipalities for the redevelopment of Caselholm. The board should never have gone down this road in the first place as it was not in the best interest of Caselholm or the municipalities. C. Rural municipalities turning their back on Caselholm board earlier Thursday, the board welcomed two new members in Chisholm Mayor Gail Degagne and Papineau Cameron Mayor Robert Corriveau and Maine noted it was the first time the directors' positions had been completely filled in months. C. Related. Over budget, Caselholm a nightmare for municipality, says Mayor Corriveau, who has been an outspoken critic of the prolonged redevelopment process and the effect it will have on the finances of the communities who fund it, wasted no time in respectfully questioning the method by which change orders will be handled. I think it's very important that all board members would be made aware of any change orders or increase in costs, Corriveau told his colleagues. Caselholm's redevelopment project manager Dave Schmitz assured the board the language is being finalized on the policy. The challenge that we want to find a balance on is allowing the project to proceed and move forward as scheduled, he said. We want to make sure the oversight is there on the items that are appropriate. Setting a threshold level to say anything above a set change order amount must come back to the board is completely appropriate. Caselholm CEO Jamie Lowery weighed in and made assurances of a robust process for change orders. Also discussed were preparations for some initial construction to be undertaken this winter, with board chair and Caon. Chris Main having noted it will begin in earnest this spring by Percon Construction Inc. and its subcontractors and will continue for an estimated 4 years. Schmitz shared the team is firming up a date for a snow-turning ceremony to officially launch construction.